Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here this morning, and it's great to be able to fill in, be the vessel that the Lord wants everyone to be, just not anyone that's talking. I want to comment on last week when the Spirit come upon me, and man, I couldn't talk. You know, we always say, you know, if the Lord shows up, we're going to be right there, and I'm going to say this, this, and this. It didn't happen that way. You know, when Daniel fell at his feet, and John fell at Christ's feet in Revelations, and Christ picked them up, they didn't speak. You know, and you think you're going to say this and that, you're not going to say a word. I couldn't even talk back there. I couldn't say what the Lord wanted me to say. I couldn't say a word. And then after that, Linda said, I should have been shouting. I couldn't even talk. The Spirit come on me so much. And I praise the Lord for that. And I pray for the Lord to reading and studying like we all are doing, correct? So I'm going to walk you through some things here that the Lord's put on me just this week a little bit. I'm going to give you the gospel and the places to go to so we won't go through a lot of time. We're going to go to Luke chapter 10. You could do that and once you get there, you could go to John chapter 9. First, we're going to be in Luke chapter 10, verse 42. John chapter 9. And what's amazing, you know, I didn't know anything about till this morning, and the Lord has already prepped everything with Greg's testimony, Candy's testimony, and the songs. It's already talked about what I'm going to talk about. And that's amazing. I mean, and when I'm sitting praying on that park bench, and that Candy's talking to that woman, and all of a sudden I open my eyes, and there comes that box they're shoving around there. I'm thinking, I'm speechless. I'm just speechless. Because God is that good. The last place I want you to mark is Philippians chapter 3. Okay? You could hold your fingers there. We're going to go to there. But first, I'll let you get to Philippians. We're going to talk about three things today. I'm going to read them off to you, and then we're going to read some scripture and bring it to yourself in your walk with the Lord. Where are you at? Everybody's at different stages. Three things I'm going to talk about. One thing is needful. One thing I know. And the last one, but this one thing I do. So let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 42, as we please stand for the Word of God, if you're able. Chapter 10, verse 42 in Luke. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, as we thank you so much for this day, thank you so much for the breath of life, Lord. We ask you, Lord, be with the ones that's here this morning, Lord, the ones that's listening by radio, and maybe one that's listening by car. Give them a special blessing, Lord. Please anoint me on high that I can do nothing with the power of the anointing. Lord, I love you. In Christ Jesus' name that I do pray, and amen. Praise the Lord. Now, we have one thing is needful, and is what is needful? Hearing the Word of God. Greg's already testified to that this morning. It is needful that we hear the Word of God. Mary was there, and Martha was busy. Martha's busy on things that wasn't really needful at the time because the Lord Jesus Christ was sitting and right there talking, preaching, and she should have been listening as well. But it wasn't needful at the time for her. Now, as we come through our week, Sunday comes up, it's needful for us to be here, to love on each other, to edify each other, to lift each other up, and to worship the Lord. What he's done for you for the week. Because I wouldn't know what something's happened to Tony that he needs to say something, or happened to Dave or Greg. I don't know that unless I come and hear that, which will edify and lift us up as a family of Christ, a family of God. We're needful to hear that. Martha was not listening. She was doing other things. Are we doing that as well on Sundays, Wednesdays, or through the week when we need to be needful in our prayer life, needful in our reading? I don't know that. That's something that you have to answer. Are you reading? Are you listening? Are you listening to the things you're supposed to be listening to help build you up? Or you are, like Dave was talking about, there's so many things that's coming, that's entering the eye, that's enters to heart, that makes things not needful, that's God's. And that's what we need. We need to be needful in understanding about things that's coming. We want to reach the end. We want to have the crown of life. We want to reach the prize, which we're going to talk about, because he's already talked about that. Praise the Lord. Didn't even know. Three things. Needful. We've talked about that. We're needful. What, are you needful today? Are you hungry? Mary was hungry for the Word of God. And that's how we grow. We're hungry. If your physical body's not hungry, something's wrong. We are. We get hungry. Some get hungrier than others, both in physically and spiritually. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing from the Word of God. You have to be needful of that. Now we'll go to John chapter 9. Verse 24 and 25. Again, we're needful. We're needful of the Word. We're needful to eat the Word. The Word became flesh. Jesus Christ, he's our Lord and Savior. We're needful of that to stay alive. John chapter 9, 24 and 25. Then again called the man that was blind and said unto him, give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, now this is the blind man, whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. What one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. I know. You know if you pass from death into life because you love the brethren. You know that. You know that you are saved today or you're not saved. Or you wondering, like they was talking about today in Scripture. Are you going this way and that way? Well, I'll come this time or I'll come that time. You need to be needful, and you need to know that Jesus Christ, and you knelt down at an old rugged cross and said, forgive me, I'm a sinner. That's the little grain of mustard seed that faith that God gave that person, gave each and every one of us, and said, you needful, I know now that I was saved. I knew that. And I still know that. Okay? And you need to walk down the memory of your life, and think, have I ever done that? Have I ever confessed, Lord Jesus, that I'm a sinner? Because he was born blind. We was born in sin. Same thing. We were justified by Christ dying on the cross. Now we're being sanctified. And I know that I'm being sanctified. Why? Because Scripture tells me, and I know that I've knelt down at an old rugged cross someday. I never knelt down at an old-fashioned altar. I was saved in the auditorium in Ravenswood. They had some thing one Saturday night, Miss Good, and I don't know. I was crying like a baby, like I was back there the other day. I walked down that aisle. I don't know what pulled me out. Well, I do know. It's the Holy Spirit pricked my heart and pulled me down and saved my soul. This old Catholic boy that thought he was an okay guy. I was an okay guy, but that don't get you to heaven. A good guy, there's a lot of good people that's going to be in hell. A lot of sinners going to be in heaven. But it's not that they're still sinning. If we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Christ Jesus. It's in Timothy, I believe. It's a mediator between God and man. We know that. I know that I've been born again. And each and every one of you need to know that as well. I know. I don't know what that. I don't know about Doug. I don't know about Greg. I know about me. I know when I stand before the Almighty God, I won't say a word. I'll probably cry like a baby. But I know that I've been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God. Begotten. That's what it says. Begotten Son of God. I know that, and we need to know that. Not half-heartedly, not like a double-minded man, like Scripture says. Everything was today, and I didn't even know this was a coming. The Lord's that good, just like Candy was talking about. And she says, I don't know why you're amazed. It's God. She told me, I said that twice to her. And she said, it's not, it should, you shouldn't be. You prayed for it. And that's right. I have to be corrected because I've closed my eyes, praying, all sitting on that park bench, and all of a sudden, they're pulling this big box around here. Here it is. Whoo! Wow, praise the Lord. And they didn't say nothing like, well, you know, God's good or nothing, but we was. We was praising the Lord. I know that I've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. You just can't taste that you have to indulge it. You don't go to McDonald's, chew your food, spit it back out. You indulge it. You internalize it. Same thing with the Word of God. You don't just taste it. You internalize it. You bring it to your spiritual being, and that's who you become. And if we know that, we need to know that. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to go to Philippians chapter 3. If the Lord holds me a little bit, I'm going to try to talk about back to Martha and Mary, and about Lazarus. If the Lord, we'll pray about that. I got that. I've been thinking about that, if I was going to bring it up or not. But for three things we're going to stay on. Philippians chapter 3, 13 and 14. Brethren, Paul's talking. Brethren, I count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. What did he say? I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We do what I do. It's not what I'm going to do. It's what I do now. Amen. It's what we do every day. It's what we put in us. We put food in us. We need to put spiritual food in us as well. We need to continue to do, not like, well, we had a good service last week, which we did, don't get me wrong. But we can't continue to, I ate good last week too, but I can't continue to be on that. I have to continue to eat the spiritual word of God. Whatever you put in is coming out. We talk about that all the time. Paul's talking about the race today. It's like, praise the Lord, it's right there. Praise the Lord. We're looking for that. If you're not looking, are you going to try to finish? I don't know. You have to answer that yourself. You ever get in a football game, baseball game, and you just want to just play? No, you're playing to win, right? You're playing to reach something. Football would be a goal line. If they keep moving the goal line, you'll never get a score. God's not moved the goal line. It's still there. We can still reach heaven. We need to be. I things that I do. We need to. One thing is needful. We talk about that. Needful is internalizing the Word of God, seeking the Word of God, listening to the Word of God, speaking the Word of God. Needful. The other one is things that I know. I know I don't know what happened over here. I don't know what's happened in Janice's life. I know what's happened in Ken's life. I know what God's done for me. I could see things what God's done for you, but I can't internalize that and tell Janice's story. Candy one time was outside. She was not feeling good. She was praising the Lord in the vehicle. She bikes out there collecting the money or whatever, and she writes a little thing on her. But she said, here, take us to Ken. Take us to Ken and have him testify of it. Only thing I could do was read it. I can't testify what Candy. I mean, I thought I could, but I can't. I can't testify what Candy's. It's spirits in Candy, not in me. It was in me to read it. But not in for me to have that spirit in me to read it like Candy was to read it. just I couldn't testify everything that Candy was testifying about because that's internalized in her, spiritually in her, and we need to be needful of that, know that, and do that. Three things. Justification, sanctification, and glorification. We glorify to heaven when we get there someday. That's when we're purple in the rainbow. Whoa! That's where we're at. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, the Lord's going to let me go to Mary and Martha. John chapter 11, verse 35, I believe. If someone says it's not 35, let me know. Jesus wept. Okay. I want to read. I want you to think. Three things we said today. Needful. I know. I do. Okay. Three things again. Dave, last week, I believe, talked about the rapture, why he believes in the rapture, why he believes it's pre-tribulation. Okay. I want you to picture this. Three things. Excuse me, we're going to back up to verse number 20. I want you to picture three things are happening here. Three things is happening. I will stop you at each one. Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus, verse number 20 in chapter 11 of John. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him, but Mary still in the house. Martha went to meet Jesus Christ. Jesus came, stopped when Martha came. That's one occurrence right there. I believe what we're doing, seeing here, is the picture of the rapture. And I'm going to explain that. Martha is the Gentiles that's been saved, Jews. Anybody that's been saved has been called out. Christ meets them on the clouds. Right there, stops. Let's read on. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. And whatsoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which shall come into the world. And when she said so, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, Thy master come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. And Jesus was not yet come unto town. He stopped because he didn't come to town yet, but was in the place where Martha met him, in the clouds. Now Jesus was, the Jew, 31, the Jews then which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep with thee. Mary, who did Mary bring with her? In Revelation, we'll see there's 12,000 of each tribe, will be 144,000 of Jews that will be saved. They'll be preaching the gospel. Mary brings who? Mary brings the Jews. Okay, see where I'm going? Now all of a sudden, Christ steps out and goes to have Lazarus resurrected. Come forth, Lazarus. That's the picture of the rapture. Praise the Lord. All right, one thing, that, again, I wanted to make sure I get pointed out. One thing is needful today. Every day, not just on Sunday. One thing I know, either you know or you don't know that you're saved, or you backslid in a space that you can't get out of, that you need to come forward, We pray with you just like we would pray with anybody else. We're here as a family. We talked about being a family last week. If one finger hurts, everybody, the whole body hurts, especially a paper cut. If one family hurts here, we get calls and say, can you pray? Absolutely. And don't you want to be prayed up? Don't you want to be already needful in that? Don't you want to do, I know that all of a sudden now I could do. And again, the last one is what thing that I do. So, that's what the Lord's had on me this morning, this week. I hope if anybody is needful today, or if anybody would like to know that they're saved, know that they've confessed, have never done that at all. The altar is always open. Amen. And then once we know, then we can do. Not on Sunday, all day long. It should be who we are. We eat every day physically. We need to eat every day spiritually.